This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour 2 of Late Night, 10:06. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 651-989-9226. Let's talk Golden Gopher football, shall we? The seventh-ranked team in the country, your Golden Gophers. That's awesome, dude. That's so awesome to say that. We got a top-10 team in the world of college football. First time that's happened in 60 years. Think about that. Are you 60? I'm not 60.
I'm not 60 now.
The first time in our lifetime, we got a top 10 football team. Let's go. Let's go, man. How stoked are you? How pumped are you? I'm excited, man. Look, I'll be the first to admit, did I see this coming? Absolutely not. Was I optimistic that this team was going to be able to do all of this after the first three games of the year? Absolutely not. But I'm a believer right now. I am. I wasn't rowing the boat after week one, two, or three. But I'm rowing the boat right now.
There's no reason to not believe in this team at this point. I mean, you look at what they've done. It's better, Henry, now that they're 9-0, and you look at those first three games, and you're like, they could have very easily been 0-3. But look at, like, once they got into Big Ten play, it's like they flipped the switch. I mean, they haven't had a game that they've had to even remotely struggle in since then. I mean, everything, they've taken control and they put on the foot on the throat, which is what they've needed to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's like, okay, we're not playing around anymore. Boom, there you go. I mean, it's I don't know if this Gopher team played South Dakota State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern. I don't even know what the result would be now.
31-26, that was the final score at TCF Bank Stadium over the fourth-ranked team at the time in the college football playoff, the Penn State Nittany Lions. But I want to hear from at least a couple of Gopher fans that were there at the bank on Saturday. It was sold out, and I think that the images, the photographs of seeing people rushing the field afterwards, that got, I didn't get emotional, but it just really got me amped up. I was so excited to see that, and I felt really happy for all of the longtime Golden Gopher fans. And when I say longtime, I'm talking about the people that are getting up there in age, that want to see this team get to a Rose Bowl before they die. I felt happy for them, because it's been a long time coming. But if you went to the bank, if you witnessed the Gophers in that victory and you hung out and you rushed the field and had fun with it, 651-989-9226. I'd love to take a phone call from you guys, because I want to know how you felt. Because that was from somebody that wasn't at the bank, and clearly I would have went to the bank. I would have went to the game. I had an appointment on Saturday and didn't go to the game, or else I would have been there. But that was cool, man. That was cool, man. That was, you just don't see that. This is foreign to us here in Minnesota. We are in rarefied air when you talk about Golden Gopher football. We don't see a team start a season 9-0, let alone beat Penn State in a big time matchup like that. Penn State is used to stuff like this. We're new to this.
I saw a tweet, and I don't know who it was, but after you saw the Gopher fans that were storming the field, there was somebody out there, and they're like, I can't believe Minnesota had the audacity to.
I saw that too.
And it's like, act like you've been there. Act like you've been there before.
We haven't been here before.
Yeah, you know, it's like you realize that Minnesota was 17. Penn State was 4. Okay? Do the math. 4 is higher than 17. If 17 beats 4, that's an upset. For Minnesota fans that have never been here before, you know what? Don't act like you've been there. Act like you're never going back.
Hey, that's so funny to me that somebody, that's just a salty fan right there that says, act like you've been there. No, we're typically not ranked, let alone 9-0 and ranked in the top 10. What are you talking about? Act like you've been there before. That's a ridiculous take. That is just, you're trying to be a Debbie Downer. You're trying to shame Golden Gopher football fans and having fun with their squad. How can someone actually put their fingers together to type out a tweet like that? Act like you've been there before? Dude, Penn State was number 4 in the college football. When have we ever been in the top 10?
I don't remember.
Like this.
There's never been an instance where Minnesota's been in the top 10. And what gets me about that is it's like, you're a ranked team. You're supposed to win that game. Penn State was ranked higher than that.
And they were favored by a touchdown.
I mean, think about that. This is uncharted territory for anybody that's been a Minnesota fan. You know this. You've never been here before. Enjoy it. I don't know how deep that water is, Henry, but I know there's a lot of people that want to swim. There's a lot of people that want to go out there and venture. And you know what? You beat Penn State. All of a sudden, look at all these teams. It's like last week, we're like, oh, well, all these 2-loss teams that are in front of you. You know what? You vaulted past everybody.
Yes, you proved it now. This is the thing about all of the teams, because remember the conversation last week was, look at how many teams with 2 losses are ahead of the Gophers.
Yes, yeah.
I like that that was the case. I'm going to tell you why. Okay. The reason why I'm happy that that was the case is because, quite frankly, didn't we still have something to prove?
Yeah.
We still have something to prove, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you end up beating Penn State at home, and so now the situation is you don't have to worry about all of those 2-loss teams. Those 2-loss teams are in your rear view right now.
Yeah, you control your destiny, including those teams, Iowa and Wisconsin. You're ahead of them. Now, all of a sudden, you vaulted to the head of the pack. I mean, you are in a perfect position to put yourself in the Big Ten championship game against Ohio State.
I love this.
The fact that you are in a position. And I'm not even getting to the result of the Big Ten championship game, but the fact that you could be Ohio State and Minnesota with a chance to be in the college football playoff, you will take that every day of the week. What I love about what the Gophers did, I know there were some people last week that were like, well, Todd Blackledge used to play for Penn State and he might be a little biased. And you mentioned, you know, last week that I think he does a great job. One of the things that he mentioned early, Henry, was Minnesota being able to use this energy, being able to use this excitement and use this adrenaline. And sometimes we see teams that they'll shoot it and then it's like, you got nothing left. PJ Fleck and that team got off to the perfect start. Perfect start. They used it absolutely flawless. And Gopher fans, yeah, I mean, I want to know what they're thinking too. I'm not a Gopher fan. And I'm geeked up. I'm geeked up because everybody else is geeked up.
This is what should have Gopher fans even more fired up.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's hear it.
Do you know what the line is on Gophers, Iowa?
At Kinnick?
Yeah.
With the pink locker rooms? Are they still doing that? I think they're still doing that.
It's still a thing.
Is it 7?
No. That'd be blatant disrespect.
Okay. 3?
Iowa is favorite right now.
What?
By 3 points.
Oh.
It opened at 2. It opened at 2. The Iowa Hawkeyes are favored by 3 over the Golden Gophers. Is that disrespect, Gopher fans? Seriously. Is that disrespect?
I did not see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either. I did not see that coming either.
How do you beat Penn State? You vault up to the top 10. You've done everything you're supposed to do, and you're going on the road, and you're the underdog.
That's This is so interesting.
Wow.
All right, 651-989-9226. We'll take your Gopher-related phone calls. If you have a thought or an opinion about that line in regards to the Iowa Hawkeye gang, but also coming up next, tomorrow we'll find out the latest in the college football playoff rankings. Where should the Gophers be ranked? Your thoughts next on Late Night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.